Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Here we are. It's a paradox. We're here.
Welcome to It's a Paradox. Vicky, what is a paradox?
I don't know. I have to look. I'm going to look at my cue. I will memorize this someday. It's an opinion or a statement contrary to commonly accepted belief.
Very nice.
However, in our case, it's two docs.
Well, yes, we are a pair of docs.
We are not the shot giving,
medication prescribing,
drug you up to the gills. So
there's
that you
something
can't
wrong
think,
with you, so we have to do something external to fix you, people.
Let's make you take medicine. Let's cut something out of your body. We're not that kind of doc.
I have to tell you.
Oh, I'm raving, and I didn't even plan it.
You're ranting. I have to tell you, there is not any place in the world I would rather be in a crisis. I would rather be here for a serious acute injury or some sort of a, you know.
Here in this little room?
No, here in America. No, not in this little room, because I don't trust any of you people to fix me. No offense. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere else
you
for an acute
too.
Injury.
Wait,
but for chronic disease, the United States, we rank number 37th in the world, and that's just not acceptable.
Well, you're like, okay. Acute.
Which is going to lead me into my rant.
But wait, acute
finish.
Injury. What about that lady with a towel under her lung? That's acute.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't want to be here
ago.
For that. Yeah.
I wouldn't either. So listen, I'm going to do a rant this morning. We're going to start with
it.
A rant. In its never-ending attempt to fabricate mental disorders out of every human activity, the psychiatric industry is now pushing the most ridiculous disease they've ever invented yet. It is called orthorexia nervosa, which is Latin for nervous about correct eating. It's healthy eating disorder. What they do... What the pharmaceutical industry does is they basically create diagnoses and then they give it an ICD-9 code so that it can be billed to insurance. And then that way they can prescribe medications for it. So they can't just call it nervous healthy eating disorder because that doesn't sound like they know what they're talking about, but that's really what it is. So they translate it into Latin where it sounds smart.
That almost sounds like an oxymoron. Like it
it's
doesn't make
healthy
sense
eating disorder, right? So what they're doing is they're trying to say if you attempt to avoid chemicals, dairy, soy, and sugar, it now makes you a mental health patient.
Uh-oh.
I'm raising my hand. I'm a mental health patient.
Oh my gosh, what do we do for this? I'm sure there's a drug.
There's going to be a drug, exactly. And that's what they're trying
to
do. And now, I don't know if you know, but several years ago, the Psychiatric Association took I believe it was Prozac was coming off of its patent. And at the end of 10 years, the patents end, and then they either have to reformulate it or they have to, you know, do something. So what the Psychiatric Association did was they came up with premenstrual dysphoric disorder or something, PMDD,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And then they repackaged Prozac with one other substance in it. So it's not just pure Prozac. It's pure Prozac and something else. And then they completely remarketed it with an entirely brand new drug name, and they were able to get a new patent. And so that's what the pharmaceutical industry does in order to keep you on these meds for new and different disorders.
That totally reminds me because there was a commercial a while back about social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, you know, the person going into the party not being the life of the party. They kind of were a little bit shy, and our definition of that when I was a kid was shy. And but they had a special drug for social anxiety. And, you know, for that next probably 6 months to a year, I had like at least 2 or 3 times a week somebody coming into my office saying, I have social anxiety.
Have
you been
disorder.
Diagnosed with that or what? No, I just know I have it.
Yes, because I saw it on the TV.
I saw it on TV. I have it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're shy and you just need a little self-confidence.
You think?
Let's create self-confidence through hypnosis. Don't you think that would be better than a drug?
I would think so.
How about let's create less nervousness about eating healthy.
Exactly. Hey, we do have a guest in the studio. I want to say hi to Talia. We'll be hearing from her a little bit later. But good morning, Talia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
They probably can't hear you.
We're hugging the mics.
So
that was our rant.
So that's my rant. The pharmaceutical industry creating the new mental disorder. Orthorexia nervosa.
I totally
which just
want
means
that link.
That, yeah, I'll send it to you. It's on my Facebook page for sure.
Okay.
So now I'm going to do the news story of the week, the
Go
medical
ahead.
News story of the week. Are you ready? This is a couple years old. I think it's out of 2005. Here we go. a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon that created lipodiesel, a fuel from his patient's fat, is in trouble with the authorities.
Good.
Apparently, he uses biodiesel to fuel his Ford SUV and his girlfriend's Lincoln Navigator. California state law forbids the use of human medical waste to power vehicles, and Bittner is being investigated by the state's public health department in this regard. Fat, whether animal or vegetable, contains triglycerides, as we know, that can be extracted and turned into diesel. Animal fats need to undergo an additional step to eliminate free fatty acids, which are not present in vegetable oils. Basically, a gallon of grease gives a gallon of fuel with the same mileage that you would get from conventional diesel. So apparently, this gentleman said he was trying to be environmentally friendly. The vast majority of my patients request that I use their fat for fuel, and I have more fat than I can use. Not only do they get to lose their love handles or chubby belly, but they get to take part in saving the earth. It is unclear how and when he started making lipodiesel, though his activities came to light when three of his patients filed lawsuits against him, which alleged that his assistant and girlfriend performed surgeries without a medical license and that they removed more fat than was necessary, which resulted in them getting disfigured. His practice closed in November, and apparently he's moved to South America to do volunteer work at a clinic.
Volunteer fat lipo. Oh, that's just disgusting.
First of all, liposuction, I've had several friends have it. You really look bad for several weeks after. I mean, it's disgusting. And then can you imagine your fats being used as some plastic surgeons? It's like, wasn't the $4,500 enough? You now got to use my fat for fuel. You can't afford to buy it at Arco.
I've got a much better solution. Make those exercise bikes that power your TV.
Exactly.
And then your fat would
or
be going
just
to power your
get
TV.
Your fat up an hour earlier and work out.
I like that one too.
And eat healthy.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, that's an eating disorder. You'd have to be medicated.
That's sort of like tequila disorder or something.
They could probably come up with that. I volunteer to be on the test panel.
Tequila nervosa.
I'm kidding. So, Vicki, what's our topic for today?
I think it's detoxifying. Toxicity and detoxifying.
Toxicity and detoxifying. All right. Mm-hmm. Shall we get started?
I think we may as well.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa? Is the water
Wendy,
ready?
Wendy, Lisa, huh?
Yes, Lisa. That Prince song?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, I'll have to play it for you.
Okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Prince. Yeah, got it.
All right, so detox and toxicity. I guess we ought to talk about toxins first then, huh?
Okay. You want to talk about human toxicity? Like toxic
families? Well, we could talk about
families.
Dog toxicity, but...
No, I'm talking about like toxic families.
We can start wherever you want to start.
Jobs.
You know that my expertise is going to be the body. Your expertise is...
I'm just trying to throw you off. I don't care if I can throw you off.
You can't throw me off.
Yeah, I actually do want to bring in how there are toxic people in our lives, toxic situations that people step into.
Then let's start with that.
Okay. So let's talk about toxic families. Everybody knows one. Not necessarily
most
in their
of us
own
have
family.
One.
Most of us have one, though. And what do you do? Like, often, I get clients who have parents that have just given them a miserable existence, or even children. Several clients
like adult
who had
children,
adult children who have been, caught doing illegal activities, drugs, anything else, and those people become toxic.
Oh, absolutely,
and
they do.
If you do not let them go, it will suck you dry.
I have to tell you a story, and it's personal. I wouldn't say I was toxic, but I was. Definitely. Anyway, in college, I graduated from high school, top of my class, went to UC Santa Barbara, moved straight into an apartment, did not go into a dorm. And that was a big mistake for me because I'd never lived on my own. I went straight into an apartment and everybody in my apartment building was juniors and seniors. And they'd been doing it for several years and sort of had the routine down.
Doing it.
Well, doing the whole school studying,
okay.
You know, making
I'm
your way
I'm glad you clarified
right.
that.
So, well, there might have been a lot of that going on, too.
College, you know, I'm just, my mind we'll sorry, went somewhere else.
So, anyway, I spent 5 out of my first 6 quarters at UC Santa Barbara on academic probation because I was partying like the juniors and seniors were, but I didn't have the discipline. I didn't have the self-discipline. I didn't have, you know, the abilities.
You were probably food, chemical, alcohol type. toxic.
Absolutely toxic.
And people toxic, because those also that's toxic, really a bad age group.
It is. But also toxic to my parents, because my parents were paying for my schooling and trying to get me through.
Sure.
So I remember at 6 in the morning when my grades came in, I got this phone call from my dad. And he says to me, get a piece of paper and a pen, take some notes. We're cutting you off. You've received the last check you'll ever receive from us. You can keep the security deposit for your apartment. You'll probably want to use it to get a new apartment or a new place to live. You'll want to consider getting a job with health insurance, because we're taking you off of our health insurance. You can keep your car. You need to start paying your automobile insurance. We'll get you your own policy with USAA. Like, literally, and I'm taking notes, and my heart is going a billion miles a minute.
Good for him.
And I have to tell you, we did not speak for probably 4 months. I refused to call my parents. I said, fine, screw you guys, I'm going to do this. And I did. I went out and I got a job and I got benefits. And I went to Santa Barbara City College and I retook a bunch of the classes that I had not done so well in. And then a year later, I got back into UCSB. I had to like write my little thing. But looking back on it now, it's that kind of tough love that you have to do with those toxic people. Yep. And it's so hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so proud of your dad for doing that. It made you some of the women. No, seriously. It was probably a little bit chopped off. But on the other hand, I have innumerable clients right now whose children are doing exactly that.
Yeah. And you have to set those boundaries. So when there are toxic people in your life in whatever way, you have to set boundaries to protect yourself from getting sucked into that drama and that negativity. And you don't need it. I mean, there's enough negativity in the world to have it from your family.
And and it's really simple for us to sit here in these chairs and say, yeah, cut that person off.
Yeah.
So when we come back from break.
Is it break time already?
It is just pushing 15 seconds or something like that. So when we come back from break, I'm going to talk a little bit about how to cut those people off.
Okay.
Maybe correctly, properly, with love, send them off into the universe. Maybe not quite as abruptly as your father did.
Okie doke. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. Hi, we're back.
Hey. Hi, we're back.
Okay, so I said I was going to tell you how to do this, and I'm going to tell you how to do it the hard way.
And I'm going to take notes in case 15 years from now I have to do it, but I doubt it because my kids are amazing.
The exact thing that your father did is correct.
Right.
He cut you off. Now.
He could have been maybe a little gentler about it.
That doesn't mean that you cut off emotional support to your teenage college student.
Okay.
You should still be there for them. Like, on the phone, bring them home if you have to. However, if it's the reverse, let's say parents are toxic. As an adult with a toxic parent, you have to cut yourself off. And I mean cold turkey. Shut off the phone. Don't answer their calls. At some point, when you feel like reconnecting, you could perhaps put in your day timer to call them once a month.
Right.
But you have to limit it and not suck into their values, their thought process, all of that.
Well, it's interesting because when you grow up, your parents raised you with a value system that you may or may not agree with once you become an adult and form your own opinions. And that value system may be toxic and you don't recognize it until you're older. So it seems completely normal to you until you sort of get out in the big bad world and realize it's not. I mean, like, let's take alcoholics, for example.
Sure.
You may be living with alcoholics and have no idea that their behavior is not normal.
Right.
Until you become an adult and go, wait a minute, that's not normal. You know, and you start talking to other people and you realize what their home lives were like and you think, that's not normal.
And with a typical alcoholic, as it progresses, so does the drama. So does the toxicity in the non-alcoholic person's life.
Right. I had a professional who I once knew who is a therapist. And the way she used to phrase it with her clients is, are you within the gravitational pull of any addictions? Because that's what it's like. It's like it sucks you in, this
it
gravitational
does. Oh,
pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other kinds of toxicity other than that are there? I mean, there's negativity, which I consider toxic.
Well, people have toxic jobs that are just, you know, sucking them dry, beating them up. They have toxic bosses, you know.
Toxic coworkers.
Toxic traffic stress driving. People here drive 2 hours
toxic
to get to work.
Radio show co-host. I'm kidding.
Hey.
I'm teasing.
I am not.
I love you.
The news.
Yeah, the news is very
toxic.
I never
watch the news. Do you watch the news?
No, never. I don't even read the news. I which is funny because I don't know, you know that I wanted to be a news anchor. And so I had studied all through college to become an anchor woman. And then when I got into the actual, when I was in Las Vegas and I was actually working in a newsroom, the politics and the negativity were so much. I said, I don't want to be around this all the time. And I got out of it. But I had spent all of high school and all of college studying to be a news anchor.
I actually stopped watching the news in my early 20s when we lived in Iowa, and we were like 5 miles from the state mental health institute. And you know, every time you watch the news, it would be, watch out,
so-and-so
escaped. They could be armed and dangerous. And I'm like living there going, okay, I cannot hear this. I'll just lock my doors and never go out of my house if I think there's a crazy person out there.
Yeah.
So that's when I stopped watching the news, and I don't think I've missed it. And I'm pretty much aware of current events.
I think I would. Yeah. Well, I mean, nothing major can happen without you finding out about it.
Yeah.
But I think if you have toxicity in your relationships, no matter where, whether it's at work or at home or whatever, if all you did was stop watching the news, your life would be probably 50% better right there.
Yes,
because you're not dealing with that on top of everything else.
If you exercise during the news somewhere else away from the TV would be really good too.
Yeah.
And think about, okay, the one time in my life that I really came back to watching TV and the news was 9/11.
Yeah.
How many people saw those planes crash into those two buildings?
Over and over.
You know,
I did
more fear of flying sessions in that year,
I bet you did.
Then, like, I did hundreds of them.
I bet you did. My dad was on one of the first flights after they got the planes back in the air. He said it was the weirdest feeling. He said the plane was virtually empty, and the flight staff was so attentive and just trying to reassure everybody that it's business as normal. It's okay.
Yeah. I went to some training in Hawaii early in October, and it was, they were like, we're surprised you're all here. We're like, why not? I seriously was like, why not?
Yeah. I had my board exams that weekend.
People weren't flying. People had dropped out of that training for a long time. So there's also toxicity in the air. You know, we have the air pollutions and, you know, we have that whole conspiracy about the chemtrails versus the calm trails
that
they're dropping
theory.
Over the
Alameda
Valley. But notice now, anyway, that we better not talk about that. I'll get shot out of the air. So let's talk about food toxicity or medication. You know, let's go your direction. Let's go into food and body.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that there are toxic chemicals found in nearly every food. And even if you eat organic, there are toxic chemicals found in it because organic farms tend to be next to conventional farms, and it seeps down into the water table. And this is what I've had this argument with so many people over organic food. They say, I don't need to eat organic. I rinse my produce. Well, first of all, even if you eat organic, you need to rinse your produce. But here's what I want you to do. If you do not eat organic food and you think you can just rinse the pesticides off, I want you to take a stalk of celery and cut it into two pieces, okay? So cut the ends off of either side. And then I want you to take some water and put food coloring in it and do it like red or blue, okay? Put the food coloring in it and then stick that stalk of celery in the water and then wait 4 hours and then go look at the celery. And if that doesn't convince you right then and there that the pesticides that you eat actually travel through the cell walls of the plants and of the plants that you're eating and that you need to stop eating that crap, then nothing else is going to do it. Because once I did that experiment for my kids and my husband, like my husband got it. He's like, oh, crap, we have to stop eating regular vegetables. Mm. And my kids love to do it just because it's fun to watch the colored thing come through the celery stalks when there's like these little dots.
It's an experiment.
It's a great experiment. Yeah. You could also do it with like a radish. You could put a drop of food coloring on a radish and watch it.
Carnations.
Yeah, carnations.
That's turn really pretty carnations. That way.
So anyway, the problem is there are toxic chemicals found in nearly all foods. And these toxic chemicals have been related to cancers. You know, many cancers are caused by it. Immune system suppression. No wonder there's so many autoimmune diseases now. You know, sure. Lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, nervous system disorders. So there we're looking at things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
MS.
Yeah, MS.
ADD.
ADD, ADHD. We just did a show on that a few weeks ago. Reproductive damage. You know, fertility appears to be dropping, and they think it's related to the chemicals in
our food.
That
doesn't surprise me. You know, I grew up in Iowa, and oh my gosh, the chemicals I saw my dad pour on the corn, and all of us in that area grew up, and the number of miscarriages that I recall just when I was a very young mom that the women my age had was amazing. And now those same women who still live in that area, there's a lot of illness and autoimmune and arthritis, things like that.
Absolutely. And then if you look at hormonal imbalances, this is a double whammy, okay? Because Americans are getting fatter every year. That is absolutely proven. The CDC has these really scary slides. You can just see the wave, they colored the obese people blue. You see this wave of blue just going across the country from year to year to year. But we're getting fatter every year. Where are the toxins stored?
In the fat.
In the fat, exactly. And so people don't realize that their obesity and the toxins that they're being exposed to are making them sick. And then when they try to lose weight, here's what happens.
Way more sickerist.
They get way...
Sorry.
When they try to lose weight, they get way more sickerist.
Yeah, they could die.
Yeah. When they try to lose weight, they release those toxins into the bloodstream. They start to feel bad. They start to come down with like weird symptoms. And then it stops them from wanting to lose weight. And it's sort of this weird double whammy.
Yeah, I had one of those recently.
Did you? Tell me.
As soon as she started eating right, she got sick. And it was like flu-like symptoms. And she blamed it on eating right. And so she had that nervosa thing. And that eating right anxiety. And she has since adjusted her eating program to a different way that literally, okay, you know how I teach people to eat, and it's all fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and meats. She changed it to no processed foods and cut down her salt content. So really she did the same thing, only she just worded it differently.
Right.
So
we'll talk a little bit more about this when we get back. We're going to be going on a break. And
we got three.
We'll talk
two,
to you in just a minute.
One. Done.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Okay.
Hi, we're back.
We're back. Okay, so let's talk about what the most common toxins that we're exposed to are and where we find them.
Okay.
How's that?
Air, food, water.
Air, food, water. Yeah, basically that's it. Yeah.
Sleep, your mattress.
Air, right, food, yeah. Air, food, and water pretty much covers most of them. All right, so I'm going to go over the top 10 toxins in the – by the way, your liver is the organ that clears out toxins. Your kidneys are also sort of responsible for that, and our livers are way overworked.
Which so, begs me to say – back to the alcoholism and alcoholics, you know, everything filters through your liver. And mm-hmm. if you're drinking a lot of alcohol and you really yeah. wanted to detox, you need to cut back on the alcohol or stop.
Well, you need
alcohol.
To stop. If you want to detox, you yeah. absolutely have to stop drinking for mm-hmm. however long the detox is, because it's just an extra load.
And it's amazing when people do. The difference in their skin, their color, their digestion, their face.
They will look 10 pounds lighter just yeah. in about 5 days as yeah. they sort of lose that booze bloat. All right. So top 10 environmental toxins, PCBs. Now, people actually think because these were banned like 10 or 12 years ago that they're not exposed to it anymore. But they are, because it's still in coolants, adhesives, flame retardants, paints, and more. And those things are still being used, ones that were done 10 or 12 years ago. Apparently, farm-raised salmon is a huge source of PCBs. I won't eat farm-raised salmon. I think I told you on a show several weeks ago about that stupid tour we took on that cruise of the Dominic took on the cruise of the farm-raised salmon. And I won't eat yeah. it since then, just because they're in such tight quarters. But apparently, the farm-raised salmon are fed food made from a ground fish meal that was exposed to PCBs. So that's why there's such a high level of it.
Makes sense.
Pesticides is the number two toxin. The EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, 60% of herbicides, 90% of fungicides, and 30% of insecticides contribute to cancer, miscarriage, and Parkinson's disease. So obviously organic food yeah. there is important.
Makes sense again.
Yeah. Molds and other fungus. Apparently 1 in 3 people reacts to molds in some way. Some of the health problems that mold will cause are asthma, heart issues, and diabetes. Household mold can be in things like your bathroom, your air ducts.
Pillows. People don't change pillows. Their pillows enough.
Exactly. Their sheets, whatever. I've never figured out how to say this word. Phthalates.
It's your turn.
Phthalates.
Spell it.
Phthalates.
Close enough.
Phthalates. these are used to soften plastic, and they lengthen the shelf life of scents. So they're going to be found in plastic goods and then in those commercial air fresheners.
No wonder those give me a headache.
I know.
Ew.
They harm the endocrine systems of children, and the endocrine system is responsible for the children's growth. So basically it says here, try to avoid plastic wrap, bottles, and food storage containers. That's why the whole thing came out that you don't microwave in plastic anymore. Okay, VOCs. They're found in paint, furniture, carpet, and a lot of other household items. They will cause issues like cancer, headaches, and dizziness. I told you the story of when we had our third car garage turned into a playroom, didn't I? My nephew had just... Did I tell you that story?
I don't think so.
Okay. So a couple years ago, my nephew and sister-in-law moved in with us, and we decided to turn our third car garage into a playroom for the kids because we needed a little bit more room with them joining us. And we had Barry at Carpeteria do a phenomenal job putting in, you know, carpet. We had a friend of ours come out and paint. And Ethan was not in school. That's my nephew. At the time, I think he was 3, almost 4. And he was playing in and around that area while all the construction was going on. And I want to say his second night in the house, his second night after he'd moved in, my sister-in-law like knocks on my door at 2 a.m. and she's like, Andrea, she goes, I'm really worried about Ethan. He's coughing like crazy. And the kid could not sleep. He was coughing. It was like this weird sort of seal barking, like you'd consider, you'd think of whooping cough,
like croup.
Cough, yeah. Like a croupy cough. And we think it was because he'd been around all those chemicals. Those, the paints and the carpets, when you did get work done in your house, they off gas and you inhale that stuff in.
Sure.
And he was sick for almost a week. And I have those heavy duty air purifiers that like neutralize everything. And I ran that sucker in there 24 hours a day for like 2 weeks to get that stuff. It helps with the off gassing, but he got really sick. So yeah, those are awful. Dioxins, they come from trash incineration and burning fuel like wood, gas, and coal. So you'll be exposed to dioxins if you're running your fireplace, if you're barbecuing, that kind of stuff. Asbestos, although it's been banned, it can come. There can be issues when old buildings are being demolished or whatever, and it gets into the air. Heavy metals include mercury, lead, and aluminum. They accumulate in soft tissues. Some of the sources include your water, pesticides, again, and antiperspirants.
Does it say anything about like good well water or mountain spring water versus city water?
No, I don't have. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
And then chloroform is found in air, water, and food. It's formed because they add chlorine to water.
So you need
to get your
tap
water tested to see if it's got chloroform in it. And then the very last thing is chlorine, used in chemical agents, obviously bleach, right? It can cause respiratory system and skin irritation in the short term. But I want to point out the hidden sources of chlorine that people don't know about, Splenda. Because they take an OH off of a sugar and they turn it into, they add a chlorine to it so your body doesn't recognize it. And that's why I tell people, if you want to eat the bleach that you clean your pool with or that you clean your laundry with, eat Splenda. If you don't use sugar.
Yeah, I see the same thing, that they split a molecule of sugar with chlorine and just don't swallow it.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think like the outgassing from the containers in the supermarket when you walk
absolutely
down that?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's horrible. Absolutely.
And you know
horrible.
What? The outgassing, it stays 2 feet above ground. Where are our kids?
I know.
Yeah.
It's scary. We're subject to it when our lungs and everything is still developing.
Yeah.
Well, it's horrible.
We got hit with that when we had gone on vacation and came back and there was a big leak and it had like leaked through master bedroom, bathroom, and other bathrooms. So half of our house felt like it was ripped up for 2 months, and the outgassing when they from the mold that because there was a week of wet carpet and crap, and then when they ripped it open, everything that they were coming up with, the dust and the spores, and it was horrible. We had to be out of our house for almost 3 months for them to redo that.
Yeah, I have a patient who I think has environmental sickness. Because there's been so much work done on her home and her office at the same time. And it's very, very tough. You know, people get really sick.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say
about
that. People get really sick. Well, I think I told Vicky this. I read an article not that long ago that if you walk into a dry cleaner's, pick up your dry cleaning and walk out, those chemicals can be found in your system 4 hours later.
Wow. What about on your clothes as far as if you're having your clothes dry cleaned?
You know, I don't know about that. But I would
definitely
guess
hang them. Definitely let them air.
An issue there. Yeah, let them
there
air.
There is
air
an
out.
Organic dry cleaner. So yeah. There might
that's
be
right.
something
there is.
To it. You know?
There
and
is.
Household chemicals, people don't think about that. But those cleansers that you use that, you know, take everything off, everything in under the sun off of your counters, they're getting into you, too, when you inhale them. We use Simple Green. We use, you know, EcoFresh.
Why, is Simple Green organic?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a very, very good ant deterrent, too.
Yeah. Because Jim, like, uses Simple Green on everything.
Yeah, no, it's a, so definitely
I swear
find
he must
the
buy
clean.
It by
a
the.
A lot of those cleaners, they tell you, the for that not to affect you,
tubs.
You can't clean for 15 days. Well, how many people don't clean for 15 days
exactly.
at a time?
Can you imagine not wiping down your counters in the kitchen for 15 days?
No.
Hi, so Ken. What you have to do is you have to switch to a green cleaner and then just start using that. And I actually had the idea once to start a house cleaning company using only environmentally friendly products. I think down in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica and stuff, that'd go over big. But
that's all I use.
Like, I don't have enough stuff to do already, right?
Yeah. That's all I use in my house. And so when I have cleaners come in, they can only use my products because it's just, you could tell a difference. Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law has a girlfriend.
Especially, we talked during the break that you'd had asthma, and so you got to be really careful.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law has a girlfriend.
Why reinstall that?
Who has fibromyalgia. And when she started looking at the different causes of fibromyalgia, household cleaners came up. And she went completely green with all of her cleaners, and it's made a huge difference in how she feels. So if you're suffering from any sort of a chronic issue, you know, either chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or even any of the autoimmune disorders or asthma, any respiratory disorder, switch your cleaning products to clean products and see what happens. You'd be amazed at how much.
I went to the library when I had small kids and I did a lot of research. And just, I won't even name names of detergents, but they ground up glass and wood. And this is what you're washing your sheets. And what it does is it polishes the fiber so it makes it look clean.
Right.
And what it's doing is you're laying in that.
Yeah,
that's where your sheets are coming from, your towels, your clothes. You're breathing that in all the time.
You know, I can't use regular dryer towels because as soon as I put the clothing on, I get a headache.
Yeah.
So I have to use green dryer sheets. I don't even know what – I don't know what brand they are. I just know that they're green dryer sheets.
They're green.
So shall we start talking about detoxing?
I think so. How do you detox from these environments that are – environmentals that are in the air, that are in the water, that are in the –
Well, the first thing that I like to tell patients and I like to tell people when I'm out in the community doing lectures is the very first thing that you can control is what you eat. And you have a choice every time you put something in your mouth whether or not to eat something that's going to make you healthier or make you sicker. So the absolute easiest thing to do is to start eating clean food and drinking clean water. And people don't understand how much water they're supposed to drink. Take your body weight, divide it in half. That's how many ounces of water you need a day. So if you are a bigger person, you need more water than a smaller person. It's based on your size, not some standard, you know, 8 ounce glasses. Mm-hmm. So a 150 pound person needs 75 ounces of water a day. And then just start eating
real food.
We sound like a broken record.
I know.
Fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, whole grains.
Somebody, and I don't know if it was my client.
Nothing processed.
I think it was my friend Heather, said anything that God gave you, that God created, that put on the earth, and, you know, I'm not advocating anybody's religion, but the things that were put on the earth to begin with and not processed by man are what you want to look at.
If it comes from a plant, eat
it. It's okay.
If it's made in a plant, avoid it.
I think you once said something to your kids about wrappers. If you don't have to unwrap it.
Oh, yeah. There's a rule in my house. There's a rule in my house with my kids, which is if you don't have to unwrap it, you can have it whenever you want and you don't have to ask me. So what's funny, though, is they're always like, Mommy, can I have a banana? And I say, yes, like, we have to unwrap it. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, that's our rule. It looks like we're going to be going to break. When we get back, we will have the Monavi Angels talk a little bit and we'll finish up on how to do a detox.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in a little bit. Be right back.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks. Slow down, Tiger.
Why?
Okay, we're back.
Hi, we're back.
Hi.
So we have our Monavie angels here. And so let's go through their names one more time.
Okay, so we have Andrea Perovich and Talia Stone Chamberlain and
yes.
Gabby Gaudy in the studio with us. And I don't know whether they're all three going to... Gaudy, sorry.
Eric. Okay, yes.
Is that where I learned it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Dr. Shaver, apparently it's your fault I'm saying her name wrong.
Yes, I'm going to talk to Dr. Shaver.
That's okay. Smack him for you when I get back to the offices this afternoon. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about how you got into Monavie and why it can be used to help people detox.
Well, I actually
This is Talia, by the way.
Yes, my name's Talia. And I actually got involved in Monavie. Actually, drinking the product started in December of 2009. And Gabby just told me about the juice and said, you need to drink it. So I trusted my friend and I drank it for about 3 months and felt a huge difference with my mood swings. I don't have them. My energy levels. I have more energy than my kids. I'm up before them and I'm up when they go to bed. I'm up after them and I have good moods. I sleep like a baby. I never wake up in the middle of the night. And most importantly for me, I will drink it for the rest of my life. My kids drink it. My husband drinks it. And it's because it's all natural fruit from the Amazon. It's not fruit from the I-5 that gets sprayed with, you know, God knows what. And it's kind of like convenience in a bottle. Instead of me having to go to the grocery store and buy fruit that's been sprayed with, you know, pesticides and chemicals, it ships to my front door and it's better than organic and it's like convenience in a bottle.
How is it better than organic?
It's for me, I mean, it's pure, it's from the Amazon, everything in it. There's 19 different fruits. They just added 4 more and 3 of them are super fruits. So it's the acai berry. And then depending on which formula you're drinking, each one is beneficial.
So basically it's got super high antioxidant ORAC ratings.
Right.
Got it.
Super. It's got 2000. The ORAC rating is 2000, which is
and
huge.
The acai berry was one of the super foods we talked
acai
about.
Acai berry is a very, very good
super food show.
Yeah, and it's grown in super dense nutrient soils, and it's not pesticide, it's not sprayed, it's just grown in the wild.
Right.
And it's picked by hand. We don't pick it by machines or, you know, literally the people from Brazil actually pick the acai berry, and everything is in pure form. Monavie is actually has a patent on how they have produced the acai berry because it loses all of its antioxidants, all of its phytonutrients in literally less than 48 hours. So you know how like a banana oxidizes after time? Mm-hmm. The acai berry is the fastest oxidizing as far as how much antioxidants are in it. By the 48 hours, it's lost everything.
Wow.
So they have patented the formula of how they process the fruit. And it's great. But what I was getting to is I've had asthma my entire life. At 3, I was in the hospital with pneumonia. There's not a day I don't remember that I didn't have it, including, you know, my whole childhood life as far as playing on the playground. I was in the nurse's office with my knees to the chest, learning how to breathe, get the air in the lungs kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And during the springtime was the worst because I have a huge allergy to the mulberry trees, which is everywhere in the Antelope Valley.
Yeah, really.
And we had 4 of them around our house. My neighbor had 6. The other neighbor had 8. I mean, it was just ridiculous. So I was on my breathing machine 3-4 times a night, every time during the spring. And for the first time this year, I haven't picked up my breathing machine.
That's awesome.
At all.
That is
so
great. That's
so
great.
If someone wanted to use a product like this to detox, what would you recommend?
As far as which product?
Just as far as how much are they taking?
Oh, okay, gotcha. So I drink 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces at night. That's 4 ounces in one day. It's equivalent to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables, which...
As far as the antioxidant rate.
Yeah,
got it.
Exactly. Okay. So which is, you know, we're supposed to, like you guys talked about, you know, what's natural put in your body, what's been placed on this earth naturally you put in your body. We need water. We need oxygen and we need fruits. It's fruits and vegetables, period.
Absolutely.
To function. It's like a car with gasoline, oil, and water. You need all three for your car to run.
Right.
If you don't have it, it's going to blow up. And that's what we're seeing, so much sickness. It's because we have not put in our bodies.
Oh,
and
we're
eating
crap as a nation. We are eating absolute crap as our nation.
And
as
I mean,
nation.
You hear stories, five stories a day of who's in the hospital neck. I mean, personal friends of mine. Yeah, you guys know firsthand. I have personal friends of mine. Every single day I have a new friend that's either a mom. This is a generation where the parents are going to outlive the kids if we're not careful.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
So I'm just passionate about caring about others and about taking care of my health. You know, I mean, I was not smart as a teenager. You know, we think we know it all, but we don't.
Can you add anything to that, Andrea? I know you're standing there like, I know I have things to say.
Well, you know, I totally agree with this. I mean, my family and their asthma and, huge. I haven't been on a breathing machine. My daughter hasn't been on hers. I mean, just we've gotten our bodies to this. It's not going to be one drink and we're healthy. We have to learn to turn our lifestyle around and drink this every day or take the changes, work out, take, you know, we have to make the changes now. We've gotten our body this way. However old we are, I won't tell you how old I am. And we have to take some time to turn it around so we can change it.
I always tell patients how you feel right now is a reflection of everything that you've done in the last 90 to 180 days. Mm-hmm. If you want to change how you feel 90 to 180 days from now, you need to start taking changes right now and you need to start doing things differently right now. Because if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you always got and you're just going to get sicker. You know,
correct.
Patients always tell me, well, I don't have time to take care of this or I can't afford to take care of this. And I'm like, if you don't take the time and the money now, do you think it's going to get less expensive or more expensive as it goes on? Is it going to be less time to fix it or more time to fix it as it goes on?
And when I work with clients and often, you know, because most of my clients are weight loss, they'll say, well, do I need a detox? Because, you know, that's in the news. It's on the magazines.
Yeah.
And I tell them that your detox starts with what you put in your body first.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what you guys are talking about. It starts about with what you're putting in your body first.
Yeah. Well, give us like a 2-minute wrap up.
Okay.
And then
we'll
wrap up our part.
I'm just passionate about my friends and family and taking care of themselves because I want them around. You know, I don't want to be going to funerals or going to visit people in the hospitals. And I haven't always been this way. I just have learned recently within the last year, and I'm very thankful for my friend that Gabby Godey that shared Monavie with me, and I will be forever in debt to her.
And how do people reach you?
Well, you can call me at 661-878-3534, or you can call Andrea at
661-810-3211.
And if you're interested in Monavie and just about the product, you can go to Monavie's website. It's www.monavie.com. They have a 24-hour advisory boards with 4 different doctors that will answer any question that you have.
And we want them calling you, though.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not a doctor, though. So if you have a question.
And we are doctors, but don't call us.
Yes. But these doctors do.
They can answer the Monavie
question. Yes, exactly. They can answer, because you want to know. I mean, if you have a physical problem, obviously I don't want you not consulting your doctor or a doctor before you consume Monavie. But, and they'll tell you everything that's in the product on the website, and they've added just recently, this last weekend, they've added more vitamins and supplements to the product, a lot more amazing stuff. The best is getting better. And you can also go to my website, and it's Talia Chamberlain, TaliaChamberlin, is it
mymonavie.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Gabby.
Well, thank you, ladies. We appreciate you coming in.
And I appreciate this time with you guys, and I always learn so much. I appreciate every time I get to hear you guys. You guys are truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just for me, I can say that I have learned about health a long time ago. I raised my kids on organic food. I made their own. I didn't buy bottles.
I know.
I did cloth diapers, made my own baby wipes. I raised some, you know, pretty healthy kids, got their started, you know. Yeah. But they make choices. I can't. But this fits into my lifestyle because this is even better than organic. So, you know, even though I thought I was doing right and healthy, I was, but this just makes it even better.
Very cool. Excellent. Well, thank you, ladies. We appreciate it.
So we're down to the last few minutes.
And we still got to talk about how to detox. Okay, so put really clean food and water into you.
So it starts with what goes in.
Start with what goes in.
You got to talk about getting stuff out.
You got to get stuff out.
You got to sweat.
You can do that by exercise. You can do it by hot baths and saunas and steam rooms. You can do it by skin brushing. Skin brushing helps get the lymphatic system going. Mm-hmm. If you are very toxic or if you are severely overweight, do not try to detox without medical supervision.
Right.
Because what will happen is as you release the fat stores, you will release the toxins into your system and you will get very sick. So it is best if you are either very, very sick or severely overweight to do a medically supervised detox. And Dr. Vicky and I can help you with that. I'm even doing some stuff with like heavy chelation right now that's really interesting on a couple patients. And it's amazing how fast they start to get better once we pull all that heavy stuff out of them.
Yeah, and I simply start them on that healthy eating program. I don't do a medical type detox unless I do refer them to a medical type doctor.
Got it.
Just to go through that.
I do medical type detox.
So I refer them over to you.
So yeah, definitely. Make sure you get supervision on that. What do you got coming up this week, Vicki?
This week, I am working on two new seminars.
Awesome.
I have one that is 4 weeks to a better relationship.
Ooh.
Written by Julie Neese, who's been on the Dr. Phil show several times.
Uh-huh.
Going to be one of the first people teaching
her
class.
Isn't she going to be a guest on our
show
soon?
She is. And the other one is a triple your income program.
Nice. You got to find that CD for me, by the way.
I thought I gave you that CD.
No, you let me listen to it at the old office, but then you couldn't find it. So anyway, well, next week, which is the 19th, we are talking about overcoming fears, which is one of Dr. Vicky's specialties.
Love that.
And I'll be chiming in with some personal stuff, but maybe not so much chiropractic. I don't have to talk about that. I'll have to figure out how that works in.
So 101 ways to get rid of your fear.
Just do it.
Don't count. No,
just do it.
You know, Yeah, that doesn't always work with fear, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. It's
more deeply ingrained.
So we'll be talking about that. If you have any fears and you want us to talk about specifically, go to the website, www.the2docs.com, and we'll make sure we address it on the next show.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.